today, I've just been out of breath, you know. And, by the time I could, almost could finish my sermon standing up today because of the way back. It's been okay, it's been a good day, but not great as far as feelings. I'm 0.8 pounds, probably down 15 pounds from when I started Weight Watchers.
Well, that's good.
So making some progress there. I was really surprised because I've been, you know, being on vacation for 2 weeks, I didn't know how it was. I didn't weigh myself. I tried to be as careful as I could, but there were times that didn't eat what you call Weight Watchers.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Maybe that's why you feel a little bit short of breath.
Oh, okay. I don't think that. I get that. I'm not done today. I got a headache.
Sometimes when I don't drink water like I should.
Look at that 1188, like the second eight. It's just smaller.
We got a big one and a little one.
That's right.
Looks like it's a homemade one.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea.
The 8 or 11 maybe.
Yeah. Well, it's a little 8.
It's a little 8.
It was...
David,
it was 7. Let's see, it was...
Well, that's here. That looks like the trays have been fixed.
Yeah, but I mean, I was going to check and see when I need to sign up.
Oh, what is? Why don't you just wait? This way.
Well, I'll forget.
No, we'll remind you, George.
Remind me to check.
Okay.
Yeah, I meant to check this morning and I forgot.
Notice today, but I didn't go home. I've been out running errands all afternoon, so I didn't have any time to get things together, but we're going to be all right. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming in our assembly this evening. We're small in number, but we're strong in spirit. Also, we want to welcome anybody that might be listening live to our radio audience. Perhaps somebody in the Caribbean, maybe the Millers or somebody like that might be listening in tonight. Who knows? So, or anyone else, we want you to know that we appreciate you listening, and we hope that you'll join us in song here, and that that you'll be uplifted for the message tonight. So we'll start our assembly off this evening with song number 217, 217. Song titled, He Loves Me. Why did the Savior heaven leave and come to earth below, where men his grace would not receive, because he loves me so? He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. He gave himself to die for me, because he loves me so. Why did the Savior mark the way, and why temptation know? Why teach and toil and plead and pray, because he loves me so. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. He gave himself to die for me, because he loves me so. Why feel the garden's dreadful drought? Why through his trials go? Why picking me up really strong?
I don't think so.
No? It sounds like really loud to me. I sound like I'm just totally bleeding you all out. Is that you don't feel that way? Okay. Well, then, okay.
You're doing good.
Okay, good. 707 is what I've got marked next. Let's see. Who led opening prayer this morning? Jamie, you'll be up again. Okay. So we just repeat the pattern. 707. To Christ be loyal and be true.
To Christ be loyal and be true, His banner be unfurled, and born aloft till is secure the conquest of the world. To Christ the Lord be true, for He will go with you and help you all your conflicts through. To Christ the Lord be true. To Christ be loyal and be true. He needs brave volunteers to stand against the powers of sin. Move not by frowns or fears. To Christ the Lord be true, for He will go with you and help you all your conflicts through. To Christ the Lord be true. To Christ be loyal and be true, in noble service prove your faith and your fidelity, the fervor of your love. To Christ the Lord be true, for He will go with you and help you all your conflicts through. To Christ the Lord be true. To Christ be loyal and be true, and He will be your friend, defending and protecting you to life's triumphant end. To Christ the Lord be true, for He will go with you and help you all your conflicts through. To Christ the Lord be true.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, once again we come to you in prayer, thanking you for another time to be able to come here and hear a lesson from your word. Be with Doug tonight as he gives the lesson, that he'll have a ready recollection of what he's studying, and that we may all get something to it. We're thankful for this congregation, and no matter who's missing or how many's missing, we've always got men here that can step up and will step up to fill in the holes that need to be filled. And we're blessed to have so many men in this congregation that can do so many things, and we're thankful for that. Heavenly Father, be with the leaders of this country, and as they make decisions and do things, there's so much conflict going on in this world, and we just pray for peace in all countries. Be with the sick of this congregation. Be with Miss Pearl. If she's not here, we all know how much she would like to be here and be a part of this, and we just pray that she'll get to where she can come back and be part of our fellowships. These things we ask in your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Jamie, for your encouragement. Okay. This will be another Joe Beatty song. 730. What a friend we have in Jesus. Joe would lead that song a lot. What a friend we have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, and temptations. Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Thy friends despise, forsake thee. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
Very good. One thing interesting, I don't get this experience very much because I don't lead songs very often, but some of you, I probably don't recognize your voice when we're singing congregationally like that, where I'm just part of the congregation. I can hear more of you because your voices are directed up here, so I can hear some of your voices more distinctly than I can normally. So this is kind of an interesting thing. So, and you're doing a good job. Let's see. If you want to mark the song of encouragement, we will. We'll sing number 655 for our song of encouragement after the lesson. 655 will be the song of encouragement. There's a fountain free. And before our lesson, if I can get there, well, 623. Now, 623 and 624 are the same words arranged differently by different composers. I don't know the difference in it because I don't read music. So if you just follow along with my timing and my tone, we'll get through this. 623, the church is one foundation.
The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ her Lord. She is his new creation, by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her, to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her elect from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth. Her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses, with every grace endued. With the scornful wonder, men see her sore oppressed, by schisms rent asunder, by heresies distressed. Yet saints their watch are keeping, their cries go up, how long? And soon the night of weeping shall be the morn of song. Mid toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore, till with the vision glorious her longing eyes are blessed,
victorious shall be the church at rest. Brother Duck.
Turn to Romans, the 10th chapter for tonight. Romans chapter 10. In studying about righteousness, it became evident to me that the word righteous or righteousness is used a lot in the New Testament. And it's what God wants for us, to seek Him, and of course to seek His righteousness, so that we could be right with Him. The word righteous itself means literally to be right with God. But when you think about God and His righteousness, that means God is right. And therefore, we want to become like Him, because He is pure, He is holy, He is just, before God. In Romans chapter 10, Paul begins by looking to the question, what do you want for the lost? And he's talking about in Romans chapter 10 the Israelite people. Romans 10 and verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and my prayer to God for them is for their salvation. Of course, Paul was a Jew, and he wanted his people to become Christians. And yet, as we look at this text, as we get into it, we find out that the Jewish people were, on the whole, not accepting the message of God. Of course, many of them did. Of course, the very first Christians were Jews. But Paul's concern for his people was that they would all become Christians, because they would still be a part of God's church, God's family, God's kingdom. What God wants in 1 Timothy chapter 2, last part of verse 3 and verse 4, it says, God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And I think Paul wanted this also. Paul would want to say that I want all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But we also find out, we know that God wants all men to be saved. Jesus died on the cross for all people so that everybody could be saved. That's what God and that's what Jesus wants, but to them and for us to understand that this was not something that was going to happen or did happen and would happen. In Romans chapter 10, verses 2 and 3, it says, For I testify about them that they have a zeal for God, but not in accordance with knowledge. For not knowing about God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God. And you see what I put up here, fake money. You know, we could call it, we call that fake money. We call that, you think about fake money. I played games with my grandkids when I was with them, and they had play money. But there's money that is so good, unless you really know what you're looking for, it's hard to determine what it is. Matter of fact, sometimes people have specific scanners that they'll run, especially if you're giving them a big bill, run money under to see what it's really real. But what I mean by this is that the people had a zeal for God, but it was without knowledge, Paul said. Without knowledge. There's a lot of fake money in religion today. A lot of fake money because the Jewish people here were living with that kind of realization with God. They thought that if I have enough zeal, if I have the old law, and if I'm following that I'm going to be right with God. But Paul is telling them that you can't do it that way. You can't follow it that way. If people don't know God's righteousness, God's will, God's plan, they try to find it their own way. And of course, it's obvious today in our world today that there are probably more than 1,000 denominations. At one point, when I was a lot younger, they said 350 denominations. But I think there's a lot more than that. As you drive down the road, you see different churches, and there's all kinds of names for people that people put up on their church buildings. And so there's a lot of different ways that people are trying to seek God, to find God, but they're doing it a lot their own way. They did not submit to God's way. That's what Paul says here, that they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God. And so when we realize that and see that, then we know that, hey, what are we doing? We got to make sure that we are submitting to the righteousness of God, God's way, God's plan, God's rightness, if you will. You know, he that does the will of the Father shall be saved. And so that's what we need to turn back to always, of course, is the will of God. Christ's way is faith versus law. Let's read verses 4 and 5. For Christ is the end of law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes that the man who practices the righteousness which is based on law shall live by that righteousness. Christ is the way to righteousness through faith. Now, God gives us his way. He gives us the way to follow him, to be right with him. But it's not a matter of just reading that, but believing that and following it with faith, putting our trust in God through what he calls us to do. Turn over to Romans chapter 1 for a minute, and verses 16 and 17. Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. The gospel is God's power to save everyone who believes. It's God's way to save us through his teaching, through his righteousness, through his grace, through his mercy that we have in the New Testament. And that is God, that is the power that saves us through Jesus Christ, of course, to everyone who believes. And as we've talked about many times here, that belief, that kind of faith that he's talking about here, is not only mentally saying, I believe, but doing what it says. There's always action included in faith and belief. It is for everyone, it says. This is, again, we get the same idea from that the good news, the message of God, is for everyone to be saved. Righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. I believe that can mean several different things, but it seems to me in this context that it means that our growing faith, if you will. As our faith grows, it grows more in God, we go more right with God. The righteous man, it says, shall live by faith. It's a matter of relying upon God, putting our trust in God and being with him if we want to be right with God. And that's what we want, right? We want to be right with God. We seek that. That's our desire. That's our purpose. And therefore, we live by faith, putting our trust in God. Romans chapter 3, if you'll turn there. See, God's righteousness is through faith. Romans the 3rd chapter, verses 21 through 24. Now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe, for there is no distinction. Verse 24. Being justified as a gift by his grace, through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in the blood through faith. This was the demonstration, his righteousness, because of the forbearance of God, he passed over the sins previously committed. Apart from the law, but witnessed by the law, the righteousness that we have is apart from the law. But it started with the old law. It was how we started to learn about God, how the Israelite people began to know about God and learn about God. But we have to understand that that that's not the only solution. It is, it starts with the law, but that's, it doesn't end there. God's righteousness is for all believers through faith in Jesus. We have to, as we grow in this and we come to greater understanding, that it all comes back down to being right with God according to His grace, according to His mercy, according to His power, then we can be right with God through Jesus, by our faith in Him. The scriptures are repeating this over and over to us so that we can know, so that we can believe and follow through with God. All sins, it says, are justified by His grace. Of course, we have in that text, excuse me, my nose, we have in that text a verse that we know so well. It says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But then verse 24, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. In other words, we are made to be freed from sin. All that I have sinned and fallen short of the grace of God. He doesn't stop there. He says, we have been justified by His grace, as a gift by His grace, through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. In other words, we did not earn this. We didn't earn the right to be justified. But God did decide through the cross to make us as if we're not sinned. To be righteous, therefore, we must be free from sin. In a passage that we're familiar with in Romans, the 6th chapter, verses 3 through 7. Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into His death? Therefore, we have been buried with Him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with Him in the likeness of His death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of His resurrection, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with Him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin, for He who has died has been freed from sin. We must die to sin so that we can be right with God. And we know this and realize it. We will be raised to walk in newness of life. I think it's really interesting here that he says, just as we died with Him, we shall also be raised with Him through the resurrection. And it doesn't stop in the death of the baptism, but we're raised to walk in newness of life. And then in verse 6, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with Him in order that our body of sins might be done away with, so we would no longer be slaves to sin, for He who has died is freed from sin. It's the matter of being free and set free. Our sins are done away with, and we have been freed from sin. Therefore, we can know God's righteousness. We can know. That means we can know how to be right with God. We don't have to guess about it. We can know. We don't have to say, well, it's when I, you know, when I did something or when something happened to me, and so on. Besides following through what God says, we can say, I know I was, this is when I was redeemed. This is when I died to sin. This is when I became a new Christian. I was raised to walk in newness of life. We can know about God's righteousness. We can have a zeal for God and that is real and true, that pleases Him. Matter of fact, we're told to be zealous for doing the things that are right. As the Jews had zeal, but it was not in God's righteousness. So that our faith in accordance is to doing what God wants for us. We're living by His standard of righteousness. So we can be justified, means just as if we had not sinned, by His grace. By His grace, which means we have been obedient to the call of the gospel and have died to ourselves to be in baptism and raised to walk in new life. So we can be freed from sin in Jesus Christ. The question comes back down to us, are we seeking God? Are we seeking the righteousness of God? Are we seeking to please Him according to His standard? Be sure you are seeking God's way so that you will find it. Let me read that again. Be sure you are seeking it God's way or you will not find it. It's one of those nights. But we need to understand that we need to seek God's way or we will not find it. So we invite everyone, as you want, to come to Christ and know that. If you're listening to us tonight, we want this for you. And we want you to know that you can have salvation through Jesus Christ, and it can be yours, and you can be right with God. Won't you come to him now as together we stand and sing.
There's a fountain free, 'tis for you and me. Let us haste, oh haste, to its spring. 'Tis the fount of love from the source above, and he bids us all freely drink.
Will you come
to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty souls. Hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all. There's a living stream with a crystal gleam. From the throne of life now it flows. While the waters roll, let the weary soul hear the call that forth freely goes.
Will you come
to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty soul, hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all. There's a living well, and its waters swell, and eternal life they can give. And we joyful sing, ever spring, oh spring, as we haste to drink and to live.
Will you come
to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty soul, hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all. There's a rock that's cleft, and no soul is left that may not its pure water share. 'Tis for you and me, and the stream I see. Let us hasten joyfully there. Will you come
to the fountain free?
Will you come? 'Tis for you and me,
thirsty soul,
hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all.
Very good. Again, the Millers are traveling this week, so I believe they're in St. Kitts, is what they told me. So I believe that's one of the Caribbean islands or something like that. So hope that they get to enjoy themselves and have some good family time, and that they can come back safe to us once again very soon. Sue Clark has got a MRI, I think it is, or something.
On the 11th.
A test on the 11th, so pray for good results on that. Naoma Simmons is still struggling with her health, and we want to pray for her body to become stronger, her heart to beat stronger, circulate, get the fluid off of her, because she can't keep getting her lungs punctured, you know, trying to keep that off of her, so that's not good. So we want to pray for her and for Roe. As they tend to her health, pray for Dustin Jackson as he's in a new facility, and pray that he's doing well there. Probably could use a visit from us, probably because Ro and Naoma may not be getting there very much.
She did get to go day before yesterday for a very short visit.
Okay, so she did get to go see him yesterday, so she's not well enough to get out very much, so we want to pray for Dustin Jackson to encourage him as well. Aunt Pearl, Pearl Hyatt, continues to recover at, what's this home called now?
Axiom.
At the Axiom Nursing Home, formerly Shawnee Rose.
1000 West Sloan.
1000 West Sloan. I know where it's at, so I didn't know the address. So we went to see her yesterday. Her spirit's good. Again, if you want to visit with Pearl, all you got to do is just say, hi, Pearl, and sit down, and she'll help you along after that. She'll take care of it after that. So, but anyway, it was good to visit with her. Saw my mom yesterday for a little bit, and she's doing pretty well. Not great, but pretty well. Anybody else have anything that we need to announce, we can think about, talk about, pray about? I guess everyone here, is there anyone, I was remiss there, anyone here not have an opportunity to partake of the Lord's Supper this morning? Okay, I didn't think so. So I wanted to not leave that left undone if that was something we hadn't done. So again, if any of our radio audience is listening, if you have questions for the church, get a hold of us here at the church building. The phone number here is 618-252-7154. And then we'd be happy to talk with you. We do have a food pantry available, and we'd be happy to help you with any need you might have, both physical and especially spiritual. God wants you to be spiritually fed, and we hope that this service has been somewhat in that realm of helping feed your soul. I know it has mine. Thank you to everyone who has assembled here tonight. We'll now be dismissed in prayer. Father, we're so thankful that we were blessed to be able to be in this assembly tonight amongst your saints and in your presence and to hear a message of your word, Father, presented effectively as our brother Doug has done. And Father, we pray that those we mentioned tonight on our prayer list and those that we've not mentioned, Father, that we've just delinquent in remembering, Father, we pray for them, all of our shut-ins. Father, they might be strengthened, that we might make some efforts to visit them if possible very soon, that we might encourage them to assemble when they can and to strengthen their spirit if they can't. Father, we just pray that things can be done to help the church here grow, to help us grow in both spirit and in number, Father. We do desire that. Pray for Doug and Jamie as they go visit with our sister congregation there in Paducah to learn more about the program that they're doing, that we might be able to implement things here to win souls for Christ. Father, we know that you came and sent your son Jesus here to pay the price for every man's sin. Father, there is no one excluded from that. And we want that message to be proclaimed boldly and to every soul that's seeking, Father. We want that message to let them know that there's nothing they've done that you won't forgive them of, Father. They can have that home in heaven. And Father, we pray for those souls that are seeking that they will find, that they'll look to your word and that they'll come to a knowledge of the truth and they can have that same redemption that we have in Jesus Christ. As we studied tonight, the book of Romans says it so abundantly, Father. Help us to know, Father, that the old self can be done away with and a new life can be found in Christ. Help us, Father, to live like Christians. Help us to live like those who found Christ with some pep in our step, a zeal in our heart, a smile on our face, and love, a loving, tender hand of outreach to those around us. Forgive us, Father, where we sin. In Jesus' name, amen.